Good morning. My guest this morning is author Gail King. Good morning, Gail.
Hi, Roland.
So what we are talking about is a book launch that you're going to be having at the Occidental Center for the Arts on April the 11th at 7 p.m.
That's right.
And your book is Hello, Life.
Yes.
What is it saying hello to?
Life. There's kind of a funny story about the title and how that came about. It's actually, the book cover is based on a photograph taken of me back in the 80s at a poetry event. And it was a poetry event for Life of Crime, which was a newsletter at that time.
And Life of Crime,
which was the Black Bart Poetry Society that believed that, like Black Bart, poetry was a crime.
Oh.
Because
right.
He said he would give up his life of crime in when he wrote a poem to the judge when he was captured. He was a bank robber or something. So anyway, it was a Black Bart Poetry Society, but I was wearing a name tag, and you know the name tags often say hello.
Yeah.
And
hello,
mine said life. So this photograph actually has me wearing that name tag. Of course, that's been cut off for the book cover. But so Hello Life was simply a story, even though my poetry, I think, does say hello to life. I mean, I don't know how to explain that. But
how do you explain poetry?
Yeah, how do you explain poetry? Exactly.
So you have been living in Monterio for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
And so obviously the West County has really been one of the main stimuli for your poetic and other writing. I assume you've written a bunch of different kinds of stuff.
Yeah, actually, funny you say that, because one of my types of poetry that I've done was written, I call them bus poems. I drove a school bus for Monterio School for 27 years.
Wow.
And, of course, I was driving on 116 west of Monterio, which is a scenic highway out to Jenner,
right.
Goat Rock.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, with that scenery every day, I just had to stop sometimes. You know,
right.
Once the kids were off the bus stop and, write down that scene or,
you must have gotten to know that stretch of of the West County
yes,
so well.
Yes.
So when did you first start to put your experiences into verse?
Well, I would say I played with it always, but I would think that it was probably upon graduating from Sonoma State back in 1974 and having my daughter, there was a kind of a transition from college student to motherhood that's kind of dramatic, I have to say.
Uh-huh.
And there was a need for outside expression. I took live drawing classes. I was, you know, trying to stimulate all kinds of things. And that's probably where what I've collected started, was at that point.
So is this a self published book?
My husband Pat Nolan has created this press. It's called Nolan or Nolan Press.
Uh-huh.
It's Nolan House Press, and part of doing that is it's so easy to do now. And he is a writer. He's always been a poet primarily, but he's always written fiction. And at some point, you just have to get stuff off the desk. And, you know, and so.
Right. But now you can do it.
And now you can do it. And, you know, the way we work at it is, you know, there's a minor cost, and maybe we can make the cost back, you know,
exactly.
Just locally.
Exactly. It's a whole other ballgame.
And it doesn't have to go beyond that. But actually
right.
Getting it so that it can go on a library shelf, and that's what's great, too, is that now Sonoma County Library is collecting local writers
right.
And seeing that they stay on the shelves. So,
Gail, thanks
exciting.
For coming in. And
all
let's
right.
tell people once again that your book launch for Hello Life is on April 11th, 7 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts.
That's
for
right.
Information, 874-9392, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.